Defense departments using weapons systems have been around for a long time in some cases. Some of them have been around so long that the companies made them don't even support them anymore or don't even exist. But the Pentagon isn't doing as well as it could at making sure it's got the information it needs for the life of the systems that it's buying. Jack Edwards is the Director of Defense Capabilities and Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office, here to talk about it. Thanks for being on the program today, Jack. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Francis, for having me.
Happy to do it. The situation that the Pentagon finds itself in as the life of some of these weapon systems comes to a close is what exactly? Is it getting more difficult for the Pentagon to maintain some of these weapon systems that have been around for a while?
Well, I think one of the things I'd like to do is maybe just take one step back and talk about what technical data are, because we're going to be talking about that quite a bit, I think.
Okay.
And just clarify that for your listeners. But technical data are recorded information to produce, maintain, or operate a system. You know, we see that sort of thing all the time as civilians whenever we buy a new piece of equipment ourselves. It's just that with weapon systems or software, it's a lot more complicated, but it's the same sort of drawing, specifications, standards, manuals. But all of these things are necessary in order to acquire and also to sustain a system. Now, with the Department of Defense, given that they have very complicated weapon systems and software, there have been decisions that have been made in the past where DOD did not acquire some of this technical data, and so the Department of Defense has had to go back to the original equipment manufacturer again and again to continue to get the maintenance done. And we've lost the value that could come from the flexibility of being able to recompete contracts periodically throughout a weapon system's life.
So the DOD has to go back to the person who originally, the company that originally created a system, without the benefit of competition, because that data that you're talking about, the technical data, still resides at the vendor and not at the Pentagon.
In some cases, yes, that's true. There are various different levels of technical data and the different access rights to technical data. You know, if the federal government pays entirely for development of the system, then it may be very likely that the federal government would have entire rights to all of the technical data. However, you know, we know that a lot of times things are developed for commercial purposes, for example, a engine for aircraft. If so, some of those things may be proprietary with the commercial vendor, and other parts of it may be modified for specific military purposes. So, you know, there's a real variety out there in terms of different weapon systems, the percentage of technical data that we would have on the system.
I imagine this is not just as simple as writing into the contract, you'll give us the technical data either. I imagine some of these companies, some of these contractors are not really that excited about the idea of including the technical data or selling it separately.
Right. You make a good point there. And, one of the things that has to be considered is the cost of obtaining that technical data as opposed to the benefit that's going to come from it. And in some of the very large weapon systems, we may be talking in excess of $1 billion to acquire the technical data, according to some of the estimates that the program offices have received when they requested information on the purchase of technical data.
And that's one of the places that your recommendations went, instructing program managers on making that business case analysis. What are some of the elements for doing that? Is there a rule of thumb on how you decide when it's appropriate to do it and when it's not worth the investment?
No, that really does require quite a bit of individual analysis for each one of the systems. As you might imagine, some of the systems that might use subsystems or components that were largely developed for the commercial sector, they would have a lot more technical data that was proprietary that the contractor had developed on their own dime. However, some of the other systems or subcomponents of the system might be largely owned by the government. And four factors that would be considered, you know, we've talked about a couple of them. One of them is just how much does the government have to pay in order to get the rights to the data? A second issue would be, what are the plans that DOD intends for the future for maintaining this system? Earlier, we talked a little bit about, in some cases, DOD has made the decision that they would just go back to the original equipment manufacturer for the life of the weapon system, which is not uncommon to be more than two decades. A third factor would be the likelihood that there would be some kind of future procurements. You know, maybe we bought a number of these, and then at some point in the future, we would buy again another set of the same units. And if so, you could see where competition would possibly keep down the cost if we already had access to the technical data. And finally, Francis, the fourth issue is the one that you had just brought up, and that is, a contractor has an economic interest in all of this. You know, if they own the tech data and, you know, they have a stream of income if DOD continues to come back to them.
We only have about a minute left, Jack, but I want to ask you, is DOD, if there's not a rule of thumb on when to buy the data and when not to, are there at least structures that could be put in place to make that decision? And does DOD have those structures in place? And if not, what's your recommendation there?
Well, technical data can be acquired throughout the life cycle of a system, but it's most effective to gain it at the beginning when all of the negotiations are going on to acquire the system originally. And the type of recommendations that we made is that there were some new requirements that came out in 2007. And those legal requirements were incorporated into DOD policies, but they're unclear as to exactly what is required of the program managers. And so we think that it would be very important to specify exactly what does a program manager have to include as critical elements. For example, do they need to do something like a two or three different options for policymakers to consider before those policymakers decide whether they are going to acquire or not going to acquire a certain amount of technical data.
Jack, thanks for being on today to educate us about this. I have a link to the report that you wrote on this at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, and I appreciate you being on to call our attention to it.
Thanks a lot, friend.
Jack Edwards is the Director of Defense Capabilities and Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. You can read that report, as I mentioned, at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth and hear my conversation with Jack anytime you want. It's 5:15.